The government has in recent time passed key pieces of legislation to boost crime-fighting efforts. Speaking on the GIS television program Issues and Answers with host Ian Boyne, National Security Minister Peter Bunting highlighted some of the successes of the new laws. We bring you excerpts of the discussion.
Minister, the issue of justice is so, and the justice system is so closely aligned to security. What have been those steps, initiatives, legislative actions that have been taken to boost national security?
We have passed, landmark legislation over these past 4 years, and I think has been passed for a long time before. Mm-hmm. We have had the anti-gang legislation.
Very important.
Groundbreaking, and, yes. And we've arrested 200 and odd gangsters under that piece of legislation in the year and a half or so that it has been passed. We have the anti-lottery scam legislation, and that has, again, hundreds of persons, probably over 1,000 persons now, have been arrested, and scores convicted already have passed through the system and been convicted under that piece of legislation. We have amended the Proceeds of Crime Act, the POCA. Mm-hmm. We have strengthened it. We have put in limits on cash transactions, for example, so we are able to come at organized crime not just from getting the direct evidence of their criminal activities, but we're now able to go after their efforts to launder the money and their efforts to conceal the assets that they've purchased. And we have actually detained billions of dollars in assets and in cash. Yes. Working with the FID, MOCA and FID, have detained, I think, somewhere in the region of $3 billion right now as we speak, that will, on successful forfeiture, come into the consolidated fund and will be available for use to strengthen our law enforcement system, or at least some of those funds will be available for use.
Minister, you have distinguished yourself by taking an integrated, holistic approach to security, not just policing. Your Unite for Change program is really a game-changing program. Why do you think this approach, this philosophical approach to security, is so important?
Well, before the camera started rolling, I was sharing with you a quote that I read by Thich Nhat Hanh, who is a Buddhist priest, a Buddhist monk, who was a peace activist during the time of the Vietnam War. And he said at the time, and I quote, was that what was needed was not another doctrine, not another communism or capitalism, but what was needed was a spiritual reawakening. Mm-hmm. In many ways, I think that statement could be applied to our present time in Jamaica. While we may, in the short term, need to apply additional strategies to combat crime, additional investment to improve our capability, longer term, medium to long term, the only thing that's going to be successful is a change in changing the dysfunctional elements of our culture. Reestablishing or repairing the breakdown in critical social institutions like the family. Returning to the days when we looked at school not just as an opportunity to deliver a curriculum.
Socialize in nature.
But to socialize and to make gentlemen and citizens, ladies citizens of those who pass through schools. Some schools, let me say, are still doing a good job at that, but we need it to be universal.
National Security Minister Peter Bunting speaking in an interview with Ian Boyne on the GIS television program Issues and Answers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.